in their service tonight. So Matthew chapter 2, we're going to take just a few minutes in God's Word, and tonight we're going to look at the significance of the gifts. Matthew chapter 2, we're going to read verses 1 and 2, and then we'll drop down to verse 9. It says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.'" Now drop down to verse 9. "When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. As when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you for this time. I thank you for these young people and their desire to serve you and use their talents for your good and for your glory. Lord, we thank you. Be with us now as we look into your word for the next little while here, Lord, that you would just help it, Father, to just prick our hearts, Lord, that we may just stay focused on the reason for Christmas. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. When we think about the wise men, typically we think of the nativity scene, right? We've all seen them, and we also, for the most part, know that they're not accurate, right? And why do I say that? Well, we know that the wise men didn't actually show up there at the manger. They weren't there on the night of Christ's birth. That's one of those kind of myths that we think of. But here in Matthew chapter 2, we see twice about where they came to the young child. Young child probably being somewhere between 18 months and 3 years old. We're not told exactly how old, but being called a young child. Usually also in those nativity scenes, how many wise men do they represent? Three, right? We see that they usually represent three. Nowhere in the scriptures does it say how many wise men came. There could have been two. There could have been 20. We're not told. Maybe there was three. We are told about three specific gifts that these wise men gave. They gave three very specific gifts, and I think sometimes we look at them and we say, oh, well, they're valuable, and they are. And we think, well, why were they used, or what were they used for? Probably, and again, we're not told exactly in Scripture, but we do know that Mary and Joseph had to flee into Egypt, and they probably used these gifts to help them along the way. They probably used them as currency, as money to help them as they had to flee the decree that was given about killing all of the children. But we want to take the next few minutes and just look at the gifts and what they mean or what they represented. We see the primary significance of the gifts lay in their great value. These three gifts, gold, frankincense, or myrrh, had great value to them. They were indeed gifts for a king. And that's what the wise men brought them for. It's clear that these were great treasures given as an act of worship. The wise men, when they came, they wanted to give it and they wanted to worship the newborn king. The first being a gift of gold. As was very customary during the time, gifts of gold were given to royalty. We see that when King Solomon went and gave great gifts to the queen, and he gave her large sums of gold. But gold being a gift of to royalty. The wise men came bearing treasure gifts to honor the newborn king. As it is today, gold is a value commodity in the ancient world because of its rareness. By bringing a gift of gold, the wise men showed that they indeed considered Jesus a king. You see, the gift of gold represents Jesus' royalty. His royalty here on earth is what the wise men had seen and through what many of those in contact with Christ through his earthly ministry, they thought he was going to bring a kingdom on earth. But indeed, this was for his heavenly kingdom. But the gift of gold represents a king, represents someone of great authority, someone in which to respect and awe. We see, secondly, the gift of frankincense. Frankincense is an aromatic gum. It's a resin that's widely used in parts of the Middle East and even in Asia today. It was way too expensive to be used just as a normal, everyday fragrance. Remember, when we're talking back in these times, they didn't have the Glade plugins, right? They didn't have those modern conveniences we have today. Oftentimes, they would have animals in the house with them, so there was oftentimes a need for some better-smelling fragrances or aromas. But you see, frankincense was too valuable for this cause. It was too valuable to use every day in the household. Instead, it was typically reserved for worship of a deity. It was normally reserved for worshiping somebody in high esteem or high levels. We know in the Word of God that they used different types of frankincense or different types of incense whenever they were worshiping God in the temple. They would take this, and God was very specific in what they were supposed to use. It wasn't just any kind of frankincense, because there are many different types, there's different qualities, but instead it had to be pure frankincense. It had to be of the highest quality in order to be used or burned in the temple and worshiping God. This, no doubt, was the same type of incense that was brought here as an offering to the newborn king. You see, just as the purest frankincense had to be used as an offering in the temple, so does this represent the importance and the need of Jesus' pure life as a holy offering to the Lord. Frankincense was a gift of his priestly deity. That he was going to be the Savior, that he was the Savior of the world. It represents something very significant, and we need to understand that. I think oftentimes when we read through this passage of Scripture, we go through and we just kind of, you know, we play the image of the Nativity in our minds, right? We as we read through, we think about those different pieces and those different parts as we set them up. And that's good, but I believe sometimes we miss some of the details. We miss some of the intentions that God had in His Word. There was a reason, a specific reason for each one of these gifts. Again, gold as the fact honoring Jesus as King, frankincense as a priest, and then thirdly, the gift of myrrh. Myrrh, much like frankincense, was derived again from the sap of a tree. But one of the differences with myrrh, while it could be burned, it was used more frequently as an anointing oil. Oftentimes, it was actually used not just as an anointing oil, it was also used for medicinal purposes at times. But the most common use of myrrh in biblical times during this time would have been used in preparing bodies for burial. You see, it was very valuable, and it was held as only for use in those of great authority or honor. The wise men intended the gift as an indication of Jesus' humanity, the fact that he would save his people. He would die for them. Isaiah 53:5 reminds us, by his stripes we are healed. It was through the death, the suffering, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we have the opportunity for salvation today. So as we look at these gifts, we know the gift of gold being his royalty. We see, secondly, frankincense being his priestly deity. He was a God-man. And myrrh, finally, as a gift in preparing Jesus, even knowing that even though he was a young child here, even though he was a baby, knowing that one day he would pay the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Now, did Mary and Joseph save these gifts for Jesus' burial? I don't believe so. Again, I believe they used them as they needed to monetarily. But there's a reason why the wise men brought these gifts to Jesus, why they gave these gifts to a newborn king. Why? Because they understood the significance behind them. They understood what each one of these gifts represented for this child king. while they may not have seen the big picture or understood every single piece of what God had in store, they understood the significance of the gifts. Gold for a king, frankincense for a priest or for his royalty, and then myrrh in honor of his sacrifice. The sacrifice that he would one day do 33 years later, approximately, 33 years later, his sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, the shedding of Christ's blood for our sins that we might be saved. When we think of the different pieces of the Christmas story, my challenge is this. When you read through them, take the time, read them, think about it, pray. Say, Lord, help me to get something different, maybe something I didn't realize before. Not that there's some new divine truth. God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But instead, that when as we read it, we would do so with an open heart. Lord, teach me. Lord, help me to get something from your word that I didn't understand, I didn't know before. Why? Because every piece of Scripture is for a purpose. Every part of the Christmas story is there for us to gain from. We're thankful so much for this Christmas season, again, for all that God has done. But may we never forget the reason, and that is the birth of Jesus Christ. Not just the birth. Jesus didn't stay a baby. We know that. He grew up. Not only did he grow up and become, you know, this wonderful healer and teacher and preacher, but he became the ultimate sacrifice for our sins, the Lamb of God. We're going to talk more about that at Christmas Eve. But I challenge you this week, as you're preparing for the hustle and bustle, as you're doing those last minute pieces, I was speaking with someone this morning and said, you know, I thought we were in good shape. And then Liz and I started talking about all the different things we still had to do or accomplish. It can get overwhelming. Right? We can get lost. We can lose the meaning. We can lose our focus very quickly in the time of year. My challenge is stay focused on the reason for the season. As you're out and about, as you're doing whatever it is you need to do, my challenge is take the time to share Christ with others. Take the time to share the meaning of